WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members voiced no opposition to a pair of proposed changes in the district's dress code.
Human Resources Director Crystal Goodman says one recommendation is designed to do away with the problem of boys in the 6th through 12th grades wearing untucked shirts.
The campuses really support this because they're using a lot of instructional time with their with students trying to get them to tuck in the shirt. As a result, it is a violation of the student code of conduct, which goes as a discipline referral, and it can impact the different levels and the consequences that our students are receiving.
The board will consider final action next month to require shirt tails for boys that says, quoting, must be no longer than the tip of the longest finger with the student's hand fully extended down the side of the student's leg. Another recommendation is allowing dresses, skirts, shorts, and skorts to reach the mid-thigh instead of the top of the knee. Girls are not presently required to tuck in their shirts. You can see examples of the proposed changes online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A special meeting of the Bryan City Council last night was a pit stop for Mayor Andrew Nelson, who is in between out-of-town trips. At some point, the council could bring back the topic of annexation after the Texas A&M System's announcement of seeking a public-private partnership to build and operate a data center on the Rellis campus.
We looked at that a few months ago. We were here in the council chambers talking about annexation of that area. Certainly, if there's going to be a tremendous amount of growth out of there, it's in Bryan's interest to take a keen look at what's going out there and make sure that the development happens in a way that's good for Bryan.
Nelson returned to Bryan with minutes to spare to attend the council meeting after returning from his first National Mayor's Conference. This Friday is an important deadline for two groups of taxpayers.
The first group that we're talking about are those people that came in November of last year and made a one-half payment.
Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says the second half payment is due this Friday to avoid penalty and interest. Rowe says the second group is those who did not qualify for the half payment program but still did not make a full payment on their taxes.
If it's not paid in full by the end of this month, then on July 1, the delinquent tax attorney firm that works for the taxing jurisdictions will pick up those accounts, and immediately their fees will apply. So the people will owe tax, penalty and interest, and attorney fees.
Rowe says phone call volume is expected to be high this week, but you can use their website for balance and account information, brazostax.org. A Brazos County grand jury has issued a direct indictment charging a Bryan man with the armed robberies of two Bryan convenience stores in the last 4 weeks. 22-year-old Devontae Jefferson is accused of the June 2nd robbery of the Easy Shop at Harvey Mitchell and La Brisa and the June 4th holdup of the Easy Mart at Finfeather and Villa Maria. According to online records, Jefferson was arrested a week after the indictment. He's being held without bond in the Brazos County Jail. The person who died in a crash in College Station Monday night was a Texas A&M student. Police report the victim, 21-year-old Caroline Killian of Irving, was a passenger in a car that was struck on the passenger side by an SUV at Harvey Mitchell and Holloman. Investigators were told the southbound car made a left turn in front of the northbound SUV, which had a green light. The driver of the car and the SUV were taken to the hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The driver of the car was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way on the left turn. Alcohol was not a factor in the crash, which closed the intersection for about 4 hours. A kitchen fire was to blame for an evacuation on the San Antonio Riverwalk yesterday. Authorities say hundreds of shoppers and hotel guests from the 38-story Marriott Riverwalk Hotel were moved to the Henry Gonzalez Convention Center. And the most powerful opioid in the world has shown up on the streets of Houston.
Carfentanil's intended use is to sedate elephants, but it's been linked to dozens of deaths in the United States and is so powerful that just touching it can kill you. It was found in Houston in what was thought to be a batch of methamphetamine. Peter Stout is CEO of the Houston Forensic Science Center.
A lethal dose of this, you can't even see. So if you had it on your fingers, if you touched your mouth, or you're in such a place where it could absorb through your skin, you could get a lethal dose and not even realize that you've come into contact with it.
Houston police will get upgraded masks, gloves, and plastic evidence bags. And officers in the narcotics unit will carry Narcan, an antidote for drug overdoses. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news at 8:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors. BCR.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they do polyurethane concrete raising as well. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
For today, sunshine and some scattered clouds. There may be a brief shower passing through during this afternoon. High temperature, low 90s tonight. Back down in the 70s with a few clouds. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot, humid. Isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm, low to mid-90s, 75 to 80 Thursday night. Sun and clouds, widely scattered storms Friday afternoon, temperatures in the 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, and then there's this story.
A hotel bar in the Canadian Yukon is known for its sour toe cocktail served with a mummified human toe. But the aperitif appendage was stolen last week. While the taken toe was mailed back a few days after it disappeared, it prompted the hotel to seek an insurance toe in case there's another appendage appropriation. It's been a time-honored tradition for locals and tourists in Dawson City to drink a cocktail with the pickled digit. City officials saying more than 100,000 have partaken in the toe potable. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
But you have to give the toe back?
Yeah.
So someone ordered the drink and then took the toe.
Yeah, apparently. It.
Can we go back to the toe?
It seems to me that they would notice that the toe was missing.
Agreed.
You know, who was the last person to drink this? And
well, you know, the same thing happens when people order Moscow mules. Those copper mugs are quite the...
Yeah.
You know, people want them.
They do.
And so a lot of bars, if they even choose to serve them in a copper mug, will actually ask for your ID and keep it you return your mug.
That's fair.
It sounds like they need to start doing this with the toe.
I suppose that's probably right.
And they got an insurance toe. That's what's weird to me. Where are they getting all these toes?
No, what's weird exactly is that they are mummifying a human toe.
Yeah.
And what is it? Is it in the drink?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Does it add a flavor to the drink?
One would hope not. Don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean.
An emergency backup toe. Well, you know, you could do Google images.
Yeah.
You could do.
No, I don't.
Well, you could.
I could.
I'm just saying. You could.
I could.
I was searching, you know, trying to do this in real time, searching for a quote from Big Lebowski, you know, where he's like, "You want a toe? I can get you a toe by 3 o'clock. It's easy."
Anyway,
too much questionable language, though.
You can't. Yeah,
no, don't Google image it.
Yeah, okay. No, don't Google image it.
All right, then there's this. Scientists are offering New York City residents cash to study their rat infestations. We'll go there in a minute. Don't Hello.
Worry. I wonder if that drink kind of tastes like toe jam.
Oh, hush.
I think it adds a little jam flavor. Someone just texted in. Glad you guys are on the same page.
Well,
that's disgusting. God.
Yeah, this is far beyond the worm and the tequila.
It is.
100%.
Well, and who decided to keep it?
Who decided to make it?
Why is it a thing?
That too.
Whose toe is it? Who's missing a toe? Yeah.
And again, let me see.
A hotel bar in the Canadian Yukon is...
Okay, see, it's the Canadian Yukon. They got nothing else to do.
Makes sense.
And I'm sure it all started on a dare. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Someone texted in, and this little drink went wee, 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 wee.
Oh,
wee.
All the way home. Thank you. All right. I know.
How drunk do you have to be to order the sour toe cocktail?
Again. Once, maybe. Okay, earlier this month, a baby born on Jet Airways on a flight was gifted free flights for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not to be outdone, Spirit Airlines has announced that a baby boy born on a recent flight will receive free flights for life, but only on his birthday.
Oh.
Aww.
Well, at least he can take a birthday trip.
Well, we gave him the pump fake there, though.
I've never flown Spirit, but from everything I could hear, that sounds like that's a penalty anyway.
I have, and I continue to do so. Okay. First of all, I was on their website. So, you know, you have to buy bag fees, and it's actually cheaper to check bags than to bring a carry-on on. But even their website, it looks like a 12-year-old drew all over it. Like, it's just, it's confusing, and oh, man. But I am flying Spirit this summer, so, you know, I shouldn't, I guess, talk too poorly about them. I hope that all my traveling goes smoothly.
It's not going to make the trip any, the seats don't recline?
I don't know. Right. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. How far are you flying?
To Chicago. Oh, luckily, it's a one-wayer.
Yeah.
Well, one-way to Chicago.
You are coming back. Yeah.
Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay.
Alive.
Yeah. Spirit announced that they gifted the baby boy born Saturday on a flight from Fort Lauderdale to DFW with the best/worst gift, whatever it could be.
Why are these women flying this close to their due date?
I don't know.
I understand that, you know, circumstances, maybe he was probably a preemie, but I mean, most doctors, you're not even allowed to travel out of town, like drive down the road.
Got it. Yep.
Four weeks until your due date.
They heard about those free tickets for life, and they're trying to play the lottery now.
I suppose that's it.
Not having a baby on a plane.
Viral video out of Tennessee shows a pair of male deer engaging in basically a slap fight. The clip, which is titled Battle of the Bambies, filmed by a pair of Tennessee wildlife officers, it shows two young bucks on a trail standing on their hind legs facing each other, and they basically take turns smacking each other with their hooves. It is a fight for dominance, as you can imagine. Experts say that younger bucks fight this way when their antlers aren't fully developed.
Huh.
And even though the fight looks a little funny, it is extremely vicious. It's unclear if either animal was seriously injured. Clip has been viewed a few hundred thousand times.
Battle of the Bambies. That's coming out this summer right after that Samuel L. Jackson sequel, Babies on a Plane, right?
Should work well. Should work well. We were back on rat infestation.
Let's get back to that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jason Munshie South of Fordham University says that rats are the, quote, least studied wildlife. Okay.
Yeah, because no one wants to get near them.
Right, in urban environments. He said, we neglect to study them at our own peril. He and co-researcher Michael Parsons offering residents $1,000 each to let the team come to their homes and study the critters before exterminating them. The team says a lot of people are so embarrassed by their rat problems that they don't talk about it or call an exterminator. Offering them money gives them an incentive to finally do something about the infestations.
Hmm.
How long do they study these things?
I don't know. But, you know, we've seen it like they have these amazing facts about rats. Like they can go through a pipe that's as wide as their whiskers or something like that.
But
they can squeeze themselves down and go into all sorts of places where you wouldn't want to be. All right. New York Times Food Department isn't afraid to tackle real food like the All-American hot dog. The Times says only Welsher Farms, a brand sold only at Whole Paycheck, and Hebrew National had what they considered a true and familiar hot dog profile, an identifiable beefy taste, a texture that's soft but not mealy, and noticeable juiciness and a thread of warm spice flavor.
You put enough chili and cheese on that bad boy, it doesn't matter what's in there.
You make it a flavor carrier.
We've all been to a baseball park,
In the middle of the pack, basically, a number of hot dogs, including Oscar Mayer and your classic beef franks. The ones you should not, according to the New York Times, consume would be the ballpark hot dog, Trader Joe's organic grass-fed uncured beef hot dogs. Uncured beef? That sounds unfortunate.
There's a lot of adjectives in that title.
Yeah, there really are. So, but Hebrew National is not bad.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not really a hot dog person I saw the... Anything that says slurry in the process is something you probably don't want to be doing. Well, now, yesterday we were talking about the...
At least it's not a toe.
Yeah, that's true.
Well.
Whether we know of. We were talking yesterday about Taco Bell and their Las Vegas cantina, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a New York couple became the first people to tie the knot at the fast food restaurant.
Oh, nice.
Dan Reichert and Bianca Moda celebrated their nuptials at Taco Bell after winning the Tex-Mex chain's Love and Tacos contest for the ultimate Taco Bell wedding package, including airfare to Vegas, lodging,
that's important.
A catered dinner at Taco Bell Cantina in Las Vegas.
A catered dinner.
Mm-hmm. Professional wedding photography and videography. The Taco Bell-themed wedding goodies. I mean, think about that. They're the first in America.
Yeah.
Probably see them on eBay next week. Dan and Bianca won the contest by submitting a 30-second video about how Taco Bell fit into their love story. Well,
not profiling, but how large are these people?
Well, you can go check them. apparently they have images out there. We'll go see Chelsea if you're trying to shame them.
They might be super fit and just enjoy Taco Bell once a week.
Actually, they are a very cute couple.
Okay, they're height, weight, proportionate, and cute.
Yeah.
Well, see, and that's part of it too. Now, you know, what if there was one that was cute, but those people weren't photogenic?
Mm-hmm.
Then Taco Bell might have passed on them.
Yeah, true. Maybe Dan and Monica. This is what they needed.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hopefully she wasn't wearing white, because I can't eat Taco Bell without getting something on my clothes.
That's true.
Hey, she actually was not. She's wearing a very lovely, it is a like kind of a champagne color,
okay.
like a light tan, but it's very pretty. And I have to
admit,
that
mild sauce will just blend right in.
I mean, it all of the photos at least make it look very high class.
All
as
right.
High class as Taco Bell can look.
Thank you. NBA Summer League is just around the corner, July the 7th, and a Las Vegas grandfather training to find a roster spot with a team. He's 61 years old. His name is Calvin Roberts, drafted 83rd overall by Santonia in the 1980 NBA draft. During the summer, spent time with the Spurs, Clippers, and the Hawks, but failed to crack any regular season rosters. Calvin then set sail for overseas, where he played 15 seasons of pro basketball for teams in Italy, Spain, Israel, Turkey, Istanbul. After it seemed that his playing days were done, Calvin returned to the States, started a family, moved to Vegas in 2014, started training in January, sent letters to 8 different teams around the league just hoping to get a shot this summer with an NBA team.
Let the games begin!
Hey-o!
It'll be fun. Man, I was really glad to hear this news yesterday. Just didn't have time to get around to it. Queen Elizabeth is getting a huge pay raise this year.
Really?
Yeah, going to help refurbish Buckingham Palace.
All right.
You think she's headed to Home Depot?
Probably,
go get a bunch of stuff? Yeah, an orange bucket.
I bet she called Joanna.
Oh, that could be. Now, that Chip and Joanna doing that over there?
Well, she does some interior decorating.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I bet she called Joanna and said, hey.
And it's got that wood.
I need that rustic chic you got going on.
There you go.
If they do that wood thing, that'd look good. Anyway, she received $54.6 million in tax-free income from the state last year as her annual sovereign grant. This year, the payment has gone up 78% to $97 million.
That must be nice.
Oh, sure. Payouts from the state are expected to remain at that elevated level for 10 years as Buckingham Palace undergoes an extensive facelift. Staff have to replace wiring and pipes that are over 60 years old.
Yeah, imagine accidentally breaking a vase in that bad boy.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's inside the walls. It's the stuff on the outside that, visitors' access will be improved, but the overall design and exterior of the 775-room palace will remain the same. So how many maids do they have? You know what I'm saying?
What is their staff like?
All right, so no wonder she needs $97 million.
True. She's got to pay all those people.
Yeah. There's probably rooms in that place she's never even been
in. I'm thinking that's probably right. That's probably correct. And they suggest rooms that she could go have her picture taken in or whatever she does all day. Mm-hmm. South Carolina parents, Cindy Richmond, that'd be a hell of an Airbnb, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they could probably take about 700 rooms and just do Airbnb on there. And that way they wouldn't have to pay her, right?
Those perfect.
People would pay a lot of money to stay in Buckingham Palace, wouldn't they?
Oh, sure. I would think so.
To find a lot, you know.
I'd pay more to stay at Harry Potter World, but...
But, I mean, am I the only one who thought of that? That sounds like that ought to be something that the British people could go for.
Scott.
Revenue generator.
They're not going to let peasants into the palace.
Really, they can't be doing that.
We are not amused.
No. South Carolina parents Cindy Richmond and Arthur Kiesler were shocked when their newborn baby, one Colin Austin Kiesler, was born. Baby Colin weighed 14 pounds.
14.4 pounds.
Okay. Ew. Cindy's given birth to two other children who are considered to be of average weight on their arrival. Oh, okay. All right, so.
She said, she was quoted, he's already a toddler.
Oh, really?
Already the size of a toddler. This thing is massive.
That must have taken some work.
This thing is massive.
if I needed one more reason.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, and you think about it. Think about the baby shower she had and all the gifts she'll have to send
all
back.
All of those onesies are just out of line.
This won't work. I have no use for this.
He's already in the 6 to 12 month range. Yeah, yeah.
But Nick Saban's already buying him baby clothes.
Yeah,
so.
He's going to be the next signee before the age of 9.
Yeah. Lane Kiffin lining up for that. There you go. 14 pounds.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The European Union's decision to fine Google a record $2.7 billion for stacking the deck in favor of its own comparison shopping service could have far-reaching ramifications, not just for Google, but for the design of products and services from other tech giants. A Rutgers University law professor says how Google ends up changing its business model to comply with the EU ruling could eventually apply to any way that Amazon, Facebook, or anyone else offers to search for products or services, depending on what sort of bottleneck they impose on the process. Presidents of public colleges and universities saw their earnings climb by 5.3% last year, with several of them topping $1 million. A study of more than 150 college presidents found that average annual pay increased in fiscal 2016 to $501,000. Topping the salary ranking was Arizona State University's president. On Wall Street, futures indicating a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Over the past 36 hours, the Petya ransomware virus has been raising havoc around the globe. But this time, the companies that were victimized are at least partly to blame. I'm Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. As word of this latest massive cyber attack unfolds, this much is clear. Companies and individuals using Microsoft Windows with the latest updates were immune, so were all Apple computers. A few months ago, Microsoft issued free software patches to its Windows operating system, even updating the 16-year-old Windows XP, that operating system it stopped supporting years ago. The ransomware has invaded and disrupted electrical power in the Ukraine and Russia and caused massive damage to systems all across Europe. It's now made its way here and has hit a few American firms. We don't know how much damage this one will eventually cause, but we do know that this entire global attack was 100% avoidable. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Next time you're at the grocery store, pay attention to how long it takes, actually. I'll tell you, too long. Well, say hello to HelloFresh, the meal kit delivery service that helps you cook healthy, delicious meals in 30 minutes or less. Go to HelloFresh.com, pick out the recipes you want, and they'll deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients direct to your doorstep with easy-to-follow instructions. And for a limited time, get $20 off your first box at HelloFresh.com/Kim.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. An arrest has been made in the armed robberies of two convenience stores in Bryan earlier this month. A Brazos County grand jury issued direct indictments against 22-year-old Devontae Jefferson of Bryan. He's charged with the June 2nd holdup at the Easy Shop at La Brisa and Harvey Mitchell Parkway and the June 4th robbery at the Easy Mart at Villa Maria and Finfeather. A Texas A&M student from the Dallas-Fort Worth area was identified as the person who died in a crash Monday night at Harvey Mitchell Parkway in Holloman. College Station police report 21-year-old Caroline Killian of Irving was a passenger in a car that made a left turn in front of an oncoming SUV. The driver of the car Killian was in was ticketed for failing to yield the right of way while making a left turn. Alcohol was not a factor. Girls attending Bryan Public Schools may be able to wear shorter dresses, skirts, shorts, and skorts.
Bryan ISD school board members voiced no opposition to the length being at mid-thigh instead of the top of the knee.
It is so hard for our parents to find clothing that go to the knee. Even at my age, I go into my department and the skirt, the dresses and the, you know, they're much shorter.
Human Resources Director Crystal Goodman says her recommendation is still acceptable in the school environment.
It takes away the battle with a parent because every year at the beginning of school, parents go and buy all these clothes for their kids.
There was also no opposition to requiring boys in the 6th through 12th grades to wear shirts without tails so the shirts don't have to be tucked in. Final action will be considered next month when the board considers next year's student code of conduct and handbook. You can see examples of the proposed changes online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brian Mayor Andrew Nelson was back in town long enough to preside at last night's special meeting of the city council. Nelson finished attending his first national mayor's conference.
I learned that there are hundreds of mayors out there, and they're not all the same as me, but they face a lot of the same challenges that we have here, and I think there's a lot I can learn.
Nelson said he was not a voting member of any of the conference caucuses, but he said the contact with mayors around the country was extremely helpful. Two groups of property taxpayers are facing important deadlines this Friday. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says one group are those who came in last November and made a half payment.
And the second half payment in full is due by June 30th. And we pulled our records, and there's about 4,000 people still sitting out there that have a balance due that qualified for this half payment.
Rowe says the second group is those who did not qualify for the half payment but did not make a full payment. Those taxpayers who are already subject to penalty and interest for late payment will also be assessed an attorney's fee starting on Saturday. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It is 70 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
It's rodeo time in the Brazos Valley. Bryan Broadcasting, Lithia Dodge, Cavender's Boot City, Coors, and Producers Cooperative are proud to present the 46th Annual Bryan Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo at the Brazos County Expo Complex, 7:30 p.m. each night, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Thursday night is 40-head bull riding. Friday night and Saturday night is the PRCA Rodeo. Professional rodeo at its best with some of the top PRCA cowboys and cowgirls, along with the Sammy Catalina Rodeo Company. All three nights include rodeo clowns, specialty acts, bullfighting, the world-famous Catalina Cowgirls, and the Southern Tour of the Mini Bareback Riding World Championship Series. For the kids, there'll be a petting zoo, pony rides, calf scramble, and mutton busting. Advance tickets may be purchased at Cavender's Boot City, Producers Cooperative, Catalina Hatters, Texas Rose Boutique, Lithia Dodge, and the Eagle. Be part of the Old West while supporting the Bryan Breakfast Lions Club. That's July 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. We'll see you at the rodeo. More info and event listing, go to bryanrodeo.com. It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding mowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends June 30th, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
8:37, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community that serves members' needs as their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Hey, our weather looks okay. Going to be about 92, 93 today. 30% chance of showers today, tomorrow, and they'll be in the afternoon if we have any at all. And then we'll have a pretty nice weekend. 93 or 94 will be our high temperature, and right now we've got 70 degrees out there. Visit with the mayor's on Wednesdays, but the mayor's out of town. Mayor Pro Tem's out of town, so I said, well, let's get that guy who's been on there a while, Ben Hardiman, to come join us. Ben's with us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, Scott. Thank
Good.
You.
Full disclosure, Ben and I serve on the Downtown Bryan Association Executive Committee together, and we're on that committee. I'd like to first of all talk to you. This is the first time we've had, an elected Bryan official in here since we've had news about the data center that Chancellor Sharp has talked about, and that's going to be out on the Rellis campus. Now, while you do have a small area of the city limits that actually abut the Riverside campus, clearly, there's going to be a lot of growth out there in the next few years. There's been discussion of annexation, but where do we stand on preparing that area for what Rellis is going to become?
Well, the city has hired a consultant to advise us on the ramifications of annexation of the Rellis campus. So we're actively considering that. I don't know that we'll make a decision to do that, but yeah, we wouldn't consider it if that wasn't a strong possibility.
Sure. Now, the footprint of the building itself, A&M is going to provide the building, but those are going to be profit-making entities that will be spending money inside there. That would seem to be a tax revenue opportunity for somebody. Do we know if that would be money that would go into the tax coffers of Bryan, or would that be county, or do we have any idea what the future would hold there?
It wouldn't go to Bryan unless the area was within the Bryan city limits, but that would be a possibility.
Now, and then I guess also, while it's not actually in the city of Bryan ledger, BTU will be the energy provider for anything that goes on out on the Rellis campus?
Yes, that is within their service area. And I don't know details, but I do know that BTU is already looking at either upgrading a substation within that area or building a new substation within that area in order to serve the anticipated increase in power consumption.
Councilman Ben Hardeman joining us this morning. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the Convention and Visitors Bureau, because there's a lot of money involved there and there's been a lot of talk there. Basically, we have heard that both city councils would like to at least look at how that money is being spent a little bit differently. And you've already got funding in place for right now. Is there a circumstance that you see that amount of funding that you have already committed to would be reduced before the end of that time period?
I don't know about that. We hadn't really discussed reducing the funding before the end of this fiscal year, which would be September 30th.
Mm-hmm.
What we're looking at is our options for funding a visitor and sporting event and convention event efforts other than our contract with the CVB currently. One thing I want to make clear is some people have been saying the two cities are going to quit funding it and just spend that money elsewhere. Both cities fully recognize that everybody in the community is better off if we have 100% hotel room occupancy, weekend and weekdays. So the cities are not of the thought process of backing off on the effort. The cities do think that some alternatives may be more productive for the use of those funds. If we are more productive and have success with a different pathway that we would take, we may spend more money because right now we're not getting 100% occupancy. And
sure,
if you're getting a return on your investment, then there's no reason not to spend more funds. We may spend less funds because we may have a greater level of success by using different media, different options for promoting the activities. So the determination of future funding is totally up in the air, and that won't be decided this year.
It will be decided this year?
No,
it will not be.
It will not be. My recommendation to the city of Bryan would be that we fund whatever activity that we pick to move us forward in this direction, that we fund that activity at no less than the amount that we have funded CVB this year, and possibly even slightly more. But we won't know, with a new organization, we won't know whether those funds will be excessive or adequate.
Has the city of Bryan gone to the CVB executive committee or the board itself and said, we believe these are changes that need to be made, or are you letting them make that decision?
Well, I'm on the executive committee of the CVB, representing the city of Bryan, and Jerome Rectrick is on the executive committee representing College Station. I have raised some suggestions to the CVB executive committee, and the options that I have raised and proposed have not been received well.
Okay, all right. Now, if this culture were to change, would that mean that there would need to be some sort of a legal document, signed contract, where you might contract the CVB to do a certain level of work, and then maybe other publicity would come under the city of Bryan? Is that how you envision this going on?
That would be a possibility. There are two changes that would need to be made, and I won't elaborate on those changes, but the members of the executive committee know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If those two changes were made, there would be a possibility that we could enter into a contract with the existing corporation to carry out the CVB activities. I do think that in both cases, in the City of Bryan and College Station, of course, I can only speak for City of Bryan and only one out of seven there.
Right. Uh-huh.
But I do think that the two cities will take on some greater responsibility for the leisure tourism activities. But the CVB has a track record. They have a history. They have a work pattern established. They have some institutional knowledge in recruiting meeting convention activities and also sporting events. And if we could work with them with a change, a couple of changes in the contract, then that would allow us to retain the institutional knowledge that is in existence today. If not, the two cities, I think, would be willing to go ahead and recreate that institutional knowledge.
Well, let's talk about, from your view, how would Bryan and College Station work together as far as promotion in the area is concerned?
Well, I'm pleased to say that I think they'll work together better than they are now, because right now Bryan works with CVB, College Station works with CVB. And while there is communication between the two cities on this topic, because we meet together sometimes at a CVB board meeting, there are representatives from the two cities. We're working together very well, and that's what got us to this stage. Now, the City of Bryan had some levels of dissatisfaction. And that's not new. City of College Station had some levels of dissatisfaction. That's not new. We were frustrated with the responsiveness of the CVB. So the two cities started talking together. Well, guess what? We have a good relationship.
That's a good thing to have.
It certainly is. And we will need to work together in the future, regardless of whatever structures come out of this. But I'm absolutely confident that we will work together well.
When can we see it? When can we see some of this change come to fruition?
I do not know. There is a CVB board meeting on Friday of this week. I don't know if anything will occur at that meeting. It's a full board meeting. Typically, the executive committee meets and makes decisions and then recommends those decisions to the full board. So we don't have an executive committee scheduled between now and the board meeting, so I don't think we will have a recommendation. We may, from individual members. But certainly, during the month of July, some decisions will have to be made. The current contract with CVB and the fiscal year ends September 30th. If we're going to make a change, now's the time to figure out what change we're going to make. And the latest date that we would make a change, a formal change, would be September 30th to start our new fiscal year.
Ben Hardiman with us this morning, member of the Bryan City Council. Okay, finally today I'm going to let you put your downtown Bryan hat on. So is there anything you'd like to tell us about downtown?
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of things to tell about downtown.
I knew there were.
As you may have heard, we are progressing already. I was there yesterday afternoon. I wasn't swinging hammers, but I was watching hammers be swung both before and after the city council meeting, and we're in the midst of constructing the stage within the theater area. We will have a public event on July 7th, the first Friday in July. Media event at 4 p.m. inside the Queen, and the Queen will be open that evening. Downstairs floor only.
Okay.
It is a construction zone, but it will be open, and we'll have several events and a few items of interest to pass out.
Well, good.
To visitors.
All right, so we'll look forward to that. And I would be remiss, and our executive director would not be happy if I didn't mention, of course, the last summer concert, which is coming up tomorrow night. Roxy Rocha, 8 p.m., high-energy blues and rock. So.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
Any other marching orders that she gave us?
she gave us, they'll open the gates at 7:30, and the concert started at 8 p.m.
Okay.
One more thing on behalf of the city I'd like to say is remember fireworks are not permitted within Bryan city limits. And if you leave your pets at home, please make sure they're somewhere they feel safe and cannot get out. Typically, the Bryan Animal Center sees an influx of lost pets around the 4th of July because some pets get spooked by the noise.
They don't know it's going to end.
They think
it could go on. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. That's Ben Hardiman from the Bryan City Council, and we visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding mowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Printer today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Printer can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Printer today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends June 30th, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our three College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to bluebaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters, now with easy online ordering and delivery at bluebaker.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 8 minutes till. You produce enough. Oh, is Mr. Downs? I saw Mr. Downs wandering the halls. It looked like he needed someplace to be.
I saw that too. Yeah. He's kind of meandering.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. I'll text him here in a minute. In the meantime, the surface area of the five Great Lakes, Chelsea.
Not here yet.
Oh, she's over on the other paper route.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The surface of the area of the five Great Lakes combined is roughly the same size as the entire United Kingdom.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
So they certainly are Great Lakes.
Yes, they are. All right, hang on. We're going to text Ben. I'm going to vocally text him. here we go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Would you like to join us in the studio? Question mark. Okay.
We'll see. He's too busy playing with my cats.
Your cats?
Cat. I rescued a cat yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to hear this story?
Okay.
Okay. So a few people around the station yesterday had said they heard a cat in the parking lot. Did you hear one by any chance, Scott?
I did not.
Okay.
Did not. No.
So I drive home after the show. I drive back to the station, and I hear a cat. So I'm looking around. I don't see anything. I just think, okay, there's a stray cat somewhere near the office building. Then I had to drive to campus yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I get out of my car and I hear the meowing again.
Uh-oh.
And I realize that cat is still with me. I start looking around. She is in the wheel well of my truck.
Oh, my God.
She has now traveled down 2018 multiple times with me yesterday.
Whoa.
I'm able to reach inside and grab her and get her out. She spent the night with me last night in my bathroom and was very hungry. She's probably, I don't know, I think April estimated 6 weeks old.
Okay.
And so now she's up here. I can't keep her. And so I brought her up here. I told Mr. Downs we needed an office cat. No, I really brought her up here because I knew Long Way Home was coming on Wednesdays. That's when they come. And I asked April if they could take her off my hands and find her a home.
How cruel.
How cruel.
First you take that.
I surround
little,
her.
That poor little kitten.
For a joyride.
For a joyride. 100 degrees in the back of your truck.
Well, now look. She didn't force the critter to get into the wheel.
So she says.
She's lucky that, I don't know. She's really just lucky. I think she's used about 5 of her 9 lives already.
Are you going to call her Welly? Because she's in your wheel well?
I wasn't sure if it was a boy or a girl. I was going to name what I thought was him Ford. But now apparently it's a girl, which you could still name her Ford.
Hello.
It's gender neutral.
Hello. Hello. Okay. They were struck speechless.
Speechless. Couldn't come up with anything to say.
Today's interesting.
Yeah, she was half terrified of me, / I think thankful that I saved her. You know, she would meow and want me to come into the bathroom where I was keeping her, but then she kind of would hide in the little corner.
So what does your dog think of all this?
Well, I kept her away. She chases bunnies and squirrels, and this kind of, you know, is reminiscent of one of those.
Sure.
So I kept Coda away. I don't think she was very happy that I was hiding something from her.
Yeah.
This morning before we left, I did have Ford in my hands, and I just kind of let her sniff it and see, you know, within distance. So she just seemed curious, but I would not have left them alone in the same room.
Coda is saying lunch.
Exactly. Sure. She's going, is that my snack, Mom?
I heard a little later today. Yeah.
I heard that meowing yesterday morning. I did not see a cat.
Just heard Mel, the meowing. Tucker. Apparently everyone heard it when they came in. It chose my truck.
There you go. So did you know there's a fake McDonald's in City of Industry in California?
What?
Yep.
No.
It is used for filming. That's where they do the McDonald's commercials.
Oh. Why can't they operate it when they're not filming commercials?
That can't be true. Okay, I'm sorry.
Thomas Jefferson was chosen to write the Declaration of Independence over Benjamin Franklin because there were members of the committee who were afraid Benjamin Franklin would sneak a joke into it.
And he would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have happened.
Franklin was quite the card for revolutionary times.
Mm-hmm.
He was fit to be the ambassador to France.
If millennials get their way soon enough, we'll just dump the English language completely and move on to hieroglyphics.
Are you kidding?
Yes, exactly. According to a new survey, 36% of those people between the ages of 18 and 34 say that emojis and GIFs are better for communicating their thoughts than actually using English.
Yeah. See, well, Mr. Downs, what you meant was R U and then a face winking and sticking the tongue out at the same time.
That one. That's so difficult to use emojis on the radio. We better hope this doesn't catch on.
Yeah. I have explained to you the way you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I've sent you one, but I go, this is my thumbs up emoji. I mean, you verbally describe the emoji.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Good.
All right. Just saying. About 1 out of 4 people between 35 and 64 say emojis work better than English, and so do about 1 of 7 people over the age of 65.
How many people our age say that?
35 to 64, 1 in 4, 25% say that it's better.
Wow. They're just trying to play along.
Yeah, I think these people
don't know what an emoji is.
Well, that's why
English
they keep
enough anyway.
They keep adding more and more because we just don't have enough. And because if we have an emoji that's face is not the proper color or hairstyle is not right, then somebody's going to be
offended. The problem is now there's so many. Sometimes it's hard to find the one you're looking for.
I don't know the difference between the first 12 on my emoji selection page here.
And that's my whole point is, what are you doing? I'm writing a text. Well, write the damn text. Quit looking for the emoji.
Okay, what's the emoji with the upside down face?
Well, it's kind of like, I don't know.
There's a way, and I don't know how to do it, but there is a way to get Siri to tell you what the emojis
Siri will say.
It's almost like she has to be reading a text with the emoji in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or reading a line of text.
Got
so
many cats. Here,
I think it means like, haha, I'm being silly, upside down smiley face. I literally just tilted my head to smile upside down.
Did you? Thank you. Okay. Acting out emojis on the radio.
Well, I was trying to figure out what it meant, and acting it out is like the best way to find my description.
I'm speaking to a group today at the Bush Library.
Are you?
Yep. Me, Mike Reich, Kelly Brown. We're all going to be there.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Really?
They gave me 8 minutes to tell them everything I know about radio.
Ooh. Okay.
That's like 7 minutes too long.
That ought to be fun.
I don't know, man. So
what
anyway,
kind of group?
It's a chamber
adults?
Group. Adults. They actually had to pay to be there. It's
oh.
inside.
Well, you better make
BCS.
It worth their while.
Man. Oh,
no
yeah,
pressure.
Man. Not to worry.
Well, there's lunch involved, too. That's the reason they
I got
to pay.
A PowerPoint and everything.
Do you?
And Mike Wright always gives stuff out. He gives out, I don't know, beer cans. I for what? No, koozies and
whatever.
Bumper stickers or
wow.
something. And so, and
who wouldn't
what
want
are we,
that?
Ooh, bring the mouse pads. Bring the mouse pads.
There you
that's
go.
What I could do.
That's we it. Still have a stack.
And we're halfway through the year.
That's right.
That's
we need
fine.
To do that.
It's
okay.
Fine.
So there, okay, you can beat him on that.
I'll bring mouse pads.
And this date 11 years ago, the Twinkies Cookbook was released, featuring recipes of everything from a Twinkie burrito to Twinkie lasagna. Just saying.
Oh, using it as a part of the recipe.
Exactly. Okay. Yes, we're back tomorrow.